Don't pass bad bills. That's what the state's new Senate President Don Gates told his chamber's committee chairs and leaders during a pre-session organizational meeting. Gates says it's up to the committee leaders to be sure the measures they're sending on to the next committee are up to par.
Don't say, well, this bill's, you know, a work in progress. This bill's got a lot of problems, and we're going to let the next committee chair fix it up the line. We've got enough committee meetings scheduled so that if there's a bill that has a good concept, but it needs some work, you've got time in your committee to work on the bill, to improve it, to bring it back at the next committee meeting and pass it with amendments that that make it work.
Gates is also strongly discouraging committee leaders from accepting late filed amendments.
If somebody comes in with a 40-page strike all, you know, an hour and a half before the committee meeting, and wants you to consider it, then I would ask you I would plead with you to TP the bill if it's the sponsor who's brought you a 40-page strike all, or TP the strike all if it's somebody else who's brought it to you. It's just not fair to your committee members to ask them to shoot in the dark.
And Senator Thrasher, the chamber's rule chair, says lawmakers will need to take responsibility for making sure their bills make it through all the committees they're assigned. Thrasher says in past years, as time has started to run out, lawmakers have asked for a reduction in the number of committees their bill's been required to get through. But he says he doubts that will work this year.
Work your bills. Don't take it for granted that's going to happen this particular session. I think that's a fair statement, Mr. President. Work your bills so that they can get through the process, the committee process, so they can get to the final stages of being brought to the floor of the Senate in an appropriate time.
And the Senate leadership has also proposed plans for a more thorough budget review, which would include a careful look at both state contracts and special member projects. Typically, the Senate, which is filled with fewer and generally more seasoned lawmakers, is seen as the leading chamber in the State House. And despite the fact that some would argue that may not have been true for the past few years, it looks as if things are heading that way now. The House hasn't moved forward with such strict planning, but House Speaker Will Weatherford is working to lay out a number of priorities for the coming session, like creating jobs. And Weatherford is echoing Gates' call for a strong look at ethics and elections reform.
When you're looking at the TV on a Friday after an election and you still don't know who won the electoral votes in the state of Florida, that means you've got a problem. And I think that's something we have to be cognizant of. I think we have to admit that mistakes were made. Certainly you shouldn't have to sit in line for 6 hours to early vote. And we're going to look at all those things and make sure that we come up with solutions that can solve the problem.
Meanwhile, Democratic House leaders are also laying out their plans for the coming session. House Democratic Leader Perry Thurston and Democratic Ranking Member Janet Cruz are also talking about the need for elections reform. Cruz says some good first steps have been taken, but there's more to be done.
Through the legislature's committee process, we think the House and the Senate needs to hear from all interested parties. We, the legislature, need to hear from the counties. We, the legislature, need to hear from the county supervisors. We, the legislature, needs to hear from the civil rights advocacy groups. The bottom line is that this legislature needs to act deliberately and act without delay.
Cruz says she hopes lawmakers can bring new legislation forward to address those issues in a bipartisan effort, though she says the Democratic caucus is prepared to do that on its own if necessary. The group also talked about the importance of giving adequate funding to higher education. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Regan McCarthy.